Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
What's today?
Today, I'm asking, is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday or whatever it is.
God, it is Tuesday. Time flies, doesn't it?
Time's flying, so hurry up.
You know, it's Tuesday morning and time is flying.
Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
Oh, my,
how
time is fun when you're having fun.
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun at the showtime.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Just like that, it's Tuesday morning.
It is
6:04. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. What did you say on your Facebook Live segment? It was Black Friday, yeah. Cyber Monday, and Broke Tuesday.
Yes, and here's the thing. Today's Giving Tuesday. Maybe you move that before Black Friday and Cyber Monday so you have something to give.
Maybe. It should be Giving Thursday or
yes, for
like
Thanksgiving.
That. Oh, I forgot.
Today, and yes.
Squeezed in there was Small Business
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
So all your money's gone. Uh-huh. You know, that should be first, and today should be like, you know, Poop It Out Tuesday or something. I don't know.
Or for me, it's Broke Friday,
yeah.
Broke Monday, and still broke today.
Still broke Tuesday. Well, Morty, you'll be glad to know. And Mike as well. Today is also Make a Gift Day.
Oh, really?
Handmade Gift Day today.
I could do that.
Yeah. You know, I you might have been in here. Wendy and I were talking a couple weeks ago about mixtapes. And I said, I think I'm going to make a mixtape for everyone. Well, I'm not. Because it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I started making one because I have a dual cassette deck. I don't want to brag. Do you know? We used to do that. It's a pain in the butt.
Well, because 1 hour dedicated per person.
You had a lot more time when you were younger.
Well,
because
then it's really good. It's a good mixtape, and you want to make it for everybody. Yeah, so now you got to copy. I don't have that.
I'd make a mix CD, but my laptop forgot.
That's what I was thinking.
All I'm hearing is excuses, people.
Well, can you
and
do
I'm
a
getting
mix,
nothing.
Can you do a mixed thumb drive?
Maybe.
Does that have as much meaning?
I'll make a playlist for you. Subscribe.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So much for Make a Gift Tuesday. Cloudy today and tomorrow with a slight chance of rain. 59 the high today, 56 tomorrow. Only about 44 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I will tell you the most disappointing movie of the year.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right, we'll find out about that plus some entertainment news in about 5 minutes. Any money?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, sad news out of the celebrity animal world. Lil Bub the cat passed away Sunday night at the age of 8 years old. Now, this was a very unique cat, quite the internet sensation. She was fighting a bone infection, but she was a dwarf. She was a little dwarf cat,
mm-hmm.
had a very hard time, you know, walking and all of that. So she lived a pretty long life, all things considered. 8 years old, that's pretty good for a cat that has such problems like that.
Mm.
Better news, Arizona Cardinals safety Josh Shaw. Well, actually not good news. I have a good news story. I'm so sorry. He was suspended. He was suspended because he was betting on games.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's illegal. I know it is. But he bet on his own team to lose. Now, he was out with an injury, though, when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't affect the outcome. And I don't...
Doesn't matter.
I know.
It's against the rules.
I know it is. I know it is, but I thought, wow, you can't kill time by throwing a bet on a game and rooting on your team.
Or nobody
rooting.
Do it for you?
Yeah, well, that's just it.
And
that's
he bet on his team to lose.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
well, I know. I mean, I bet on my team to lose a lot, too.
Wasn't that
makes sense.
Yeah. Wasn't that one of the big things about trying to bring professional sports here?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like that was they didn't want them betting and because it was
never
in their back door.
Yeah, we never thought we'd see that here.
And here we are today.
And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, that's not a thing.
It was like the threat of new math.
Oh, I know. And metric. Metric is coming.
That's what it was. The metric system. Yeah.
Yes, new math. I know. Who heard the old math? According to an online poll, Morty, I'm sorry to tell you, Dark Phoenix was the most disappointing movie of the year, followed by, A Madea Family Funeral, Doom, Annihilation, And Men in Black International. That doesn't surprise me at all.
So, top five.
Yeah, that's, yeah, well, yeah.
And Dark Phoenix was number one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
That
and that was
so
voted
wrong.
By, you know, people who saw these movies.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. And a big happy birthday to Ozzy Osbourne. He turns 71 years old today. If you forgot about his birthday, do not worry. So did he. So don't sweat it. Don't sweat it, man. Happy birthday, Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
Wow, I know. 71, that's it?
Amazing.
That's it?
If you're looking for the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, I want to remind you tonight, they're going to be handing out the first puzzle piece of that five-piece puzzle that will help you locate Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, Shady Grove Lounge, 6 to 7 over at the Silverton.
Awesome.
Where we had our preview party.
Nice, yep. Easy.
Collect all five clues. So tonight, your first clue or puzzle piece will be handed out. Then, of course, if you want all the dates of when you can collect all the pieces, all the information about Jingle Bell Rock on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Well, if you were lucky enough to get home early from work, VGK in New York yesterday, late afternoon, dropped the puck at 4. They beat the Rangers 4-1, and
yeah,
it was a big game for Alex Tuck, scoring twice in the first period. Here's his second goal.
Out quick center, pass, score! Alex Tuck on the pass from Nate Schmidt, and Tuck has both goals in the opening 3:50.
So, Morty, it's 3 in a row right now.
It is.
And they move over to New Jersey across the river now. They'll play the Devils today. Again, dropping the puck at 4 o'clock. So
that's
for us,
cool,
that get up early, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You watch the game and you're in bed by 7:30.
I do love it, man.
So congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights. And I guess Fleury is back today after being with his family after
right,
his father
yeah,
passed away.
I know.
They haven't announced if he's going to start.
Yeah.
But you would think with Subban playing as well as he is and on a three-game win streak.
Yeah.
Why would you
let
pull him?
I
hope
yeah,
that,
let him
yeah,
build
yeah,
his confidence more.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
we'll see what happens tonight. Tickets already. First chance to win this morning.
Yes.
This is for Ariana Grande,
love
the
it,
sweet, the sweetener, the sweetener.
Sweetener. Yeah, sweetener.
World tour. That's going to be over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena Sunday, December 15th. If you want them, you got them. Simply going to look for caller number 9. Do it right now. Your first chance to win, 702-739-9636. You want tickets for your kids?
Yes.
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Love
more
it.
For you.
Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. It's Journey. Don't stop believing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Eileen on the phone. And Eileen, you are caller number 9.
Oh, oh my God, I'm going to be so excited.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Ariana Grande, the Sweetener World Tour, which is happening over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, but mark your calendar. The show is Sunday night, December 15th. Eileen, by the way, what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Monica.
Oh, she's going to have a great time. You going to take her, or is she going to go with her girlfriend?
Oh, no, I'm going to be stuck taking her.
Yeah.
It'll be mother's daughter night.
No, that's cool. That's really cool.
You got them, so enjoy yourself, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
By the way, Mom, are our seats together?
Yeah, I know.
God, you know what? Maybe you could find another mother-daughter swap seats or something. Hey, Carla, I want to play a couple of new bits
yeah,
of new music.
Yep.
That came out yesterday. This is Alanis Morissette, who, by the way, just announced a tour
mm-hmm,
with the Garbage. And
Garbage and Liz Phair, which is a really big deal. Really big deal. They're not coming here. But
she put out a new album in May
yeah,
called Such Pretty Forks in the Road, and mm-hmm, the new song from that album came out yesterday. This is called Reasons I Drink.
Nothing can give, breathe like they do. Nothing can give me a break from this torture like they do. Here we are. I feel such rapture. I'm a
song is called Reasons I Drink from her new album. Well, it came out in May, but people are saying they love the edgier. They love the more bitter Alanis more so than the...
She sounds very anthem-y here. Yeah. Give me angry Alanis.
The only angry part is the title.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like, well, honey, you have three kids, and that's probably why you're drinking.
And the album
or
title is not Alanis whatsoever.
Wow.
No, I know. I'm not pleased.
Three thumbs down from this side of the table.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Now, this one I like a lot. I never thought I'd see this happen, and I love it.
Pearl Jam came out with this Christmas album.
Yeah. You know I love them.
So this is a bit of Pearl Jam with Eddie Vedder doing some Christmas song.
Like Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that sounds like Pearl Jam.
I love it. I love it. I have the song, and maybe we'll throw it out there once or twice. It's good. It's really, and that's it. That's it.
And
really
what are you saying? They're releasing every song.
They're literally doing the 12 days of Pearl Jam. They have a whole album.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're releasing one each day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they released a 2020 tour too as well.
Yeah, and they're not
just like everyone else.
They're not coming to the United States. I think they will. The 2020 tour in the U.S. will be in 2021 or later.
Eventually.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. If you're looking for stocking stuffers, a couple of bits of new music for you. The world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is back. Yes, it's back, and you have a chance to win $10,000. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Boy, you look outside.
Oh, it's just gloomy.
You were funny because you said, it looks like a snow day.
It does.
Growing up in Reno, you had a few of those.
Oh, yes. Oh, and it was the anticipation of a snow day.
Yeah.
Was so exciting.
They say a chance of rain likely. I don't see rain. I see more like you said, it might snow.
Really light out.
Partly cloudy tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 50s, only about 51. Outside right now. A few things we think you should know. Carla will have that in a couple of minutes. It's a holiday hit from John Lennon, Yoko Ono.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So listen to this. A recent study found young kids have an easier time learning how to read if there's a dog in the room with them. They say it's possibly because it keeps them calm and they don't get frustrated as easily. So good
That's
for them.
That's weird you say that because our grandson, Ethan, who's only 7 years old.
Right.
Great reader.
Right.
Okay. I think we're having him tested.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Very special.
He's very smart. Which every grandparent does say.
Yes, he's just amazingly brilliant.
He's really reading at a 10th grade level.
See, that's awesome. Does he read books?
He does.
That's cool.
And he'll sit there. He has to sit there for 20 minutes. Even when we watch him, he stays overnight.
Yeah.
He sits in a chair. And he reads for 20 minutes.
That's so cool. That should be inspiring. Are you picking up books now because of that?
No.
Okay. So anyhow.
What have I always told you? That's why I watch movies.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have to read the book.
I got you. The Bible.
Yes.
So the movie.
Hello.
An ad for the exercise bike company Peloton. I don't know if you've seen this whole thing. About this ad that's gone viral. It shows a woman who gets a Peloton bike for Christmas from her husband.
Yeah.
And then she spends a year, you know, from looking basically like she's in super shape to getting into super, super shape. And a lot of people are bothered by this, but because it brought up that age-old question, you know, would you be bothered if you got exercise equipment? Well, most people say, you know, if they didn't ask for it, yeah, I'd be insulted. Others, you know, yeah, I'd take it. About 35% of the people said, yeah, not a big deal. But that seems to be the ongoing question, especially when guys give that to their wives or their girlfriends.
Not to mention, the woman's already, like you have said,
she's
in good shape.
Oh, come on.
And she's documenting like, I can't believe 5 days and I'm into the...
Woman...
You already look fabulous.
Yeah, I know. You know what? If I had an ass like that... You know what? Take your bike. Look at me. Did you not notice what great shape I'm in? And people ask different things with regards to stealing. What counts as stealing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, almost everyone said if the cashier gave too much change and you kept it, that is stealing. Now, others think it's okay. Like if somebody gave you, you know, someone else's coat by mistake and you kept it, that's not stealing.
Really?
You're okay with that. Yeah. Yeah. And I particularly like this one. If you take a bunch of extra sugar or sweetener packets, almost 90% of the people said, totally fine. That's not stealing. So I'm okay there. I'm okay. I'm not a big thief.
You feel good about yourself?
I'm not a big klepto. Yes, I do.
I think, Morning, I think did. She did this story more for herself.
I did. I'm just
to verify the fact.
I'm justifying my thievery.
Yes, I'm a good person.
It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
Christy's on the phone from Henderson. Christy, what's happening in Hooterville?
It's raining.
Oh. Rain or sprinkle rain?
It's raining.
Okay.
It's not heavy, but it's raining.
It's going to creep over here, and we are going to get the leftover rain from Henderson, aren't we?
Yeah, you know. My son is like, okay, that's snow.
Oh,
that's
what? No.
Yeah, that's frost. It's one of those days where you just want to sit with my 49er blanket. I'm sorry for your team, guys.
Oh, thank you. But I love that you understand.
Yes, she understands your pain.
I have all this world. But with my Starbucks drink, I'll be good. And my 49er blanket, I'll be good there, too.
All right. Oh,
I think Mike and I have put away our Bears and Lions blankets for the year.
For the whole season.
You know, my heart goes out to you because, you know, I've been a diehard fan forever. So just if you hang in there a little longer, they're going to come back. You watch.
Mike, you have a chance, but we're done. We might as well hang the cleats up, too.
That's the only thing Carlo wants for Christmas before she dies.
Yeah, something. Just a winning record. That's
but
all I want.
At least you're not sitting on the roof.
And I'm stuck in it, and I can't get out of it now. Like I'm stuck.
Yeah, well, exactly. Thank you.
Boy, you do listen.
Now I feel better.
I do listen.
You have a great day in Henderson, and stay dry.
You're
Thank you for
doll.
The call.
I will. Bye.
And that guy actually finally came down from the roof.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks
after a big
lot.
Bengal win.
No, I'm not doing that with the Lions. No way.
Not at
no
all?
No way.
Okay.
No.
I thought you were a fan.
Yeah, well.
Hey, I don't know how many people follow former TV news anchor Nina Raditich, but she posted such a cute story on Facebook. We're going to get her on the phone and talk more about that here in about 6-7 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
This is fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So, Carla, we have former TV news anchor Nina Raditich on the phone, and now she, of course, works for Make-A-Wish Foundation, which does some great things right here in the Valley. First of all, Nina, thank you so much for getting up. Is this early for you?
It all started at 6.
Oh, okay, so you've been up for a while.
You know, I told Mike, I said, Nina posted the cutest freaking thing on Facebook. And she said Brady asked if he could go to bed right after dinner because he can't wait to turn 9. His birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Priceless.
Yeah, it's classic. Yeah, he was dying to go to bed because he was so excited to turn 9.
What time did he go to bed last night?
He didn't make it to bed till a little bit before 9 because there was a lot of stuff going on. and then we were up late putting things together, as it were, with parents.
His birthday is today?
His birthday is today, December 4th.
Yes!
Happy birthday, Brady!
You know what?
Man, I can't believe it. Wow.
I love this story, but I feel I do the same thing right before payday.
Right.
True.
I go to bed like at 3.
Yeah, I do it before a hot date. So.
Yeah, and look at my bank account.
Yes!
There's money in it.
Actually, I shave, then I do it before a hot date, but yes.
We just thought that was such a cute story.
It's adorable. Nina, you said that too. We need to bring back this kind of excitement. It's true because as we get older, it's like, God.
No one looks, everyone's like, oh man, I'm turning 50 tomorrow.
I know. It sucks. Right? It doesn't. It shouldn't suck.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. We should be looking forward to this day every year.
It is so true.
See, I'm a big birthday guy as well. Yeah. My wife, not so much.
What do you like to do for your birthday?
Anything and everything.
Nina, Mike does birthday immunity month. The whole month.
Well, let me explain this. This is where, during your birthday month, you can do basically anything you want. And all my buddies, when they first heard about this, they said, oh, that is so cool. I said, well, don't be stupid. It's not like I could bring somebody else home.
No.
Yes. So it's not quite the hall pass, but it's close.
It's about as close as I'm ever going to get.
No, it's Mike and his boxers watching the Masters, basically.
My, how time has changed.
Yes. So keep that picture in your head.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the visuals. Appreciate it. Yes,
Nina,
good morning.
You know what? I also just want to mention something because I, you know, we follow each other on Facebook, and I know, of course, we know you're with Make a Wish, and you guys did pretty well yesterday for Giving Tuesday.
We had a great day for Giving Tuesday, yeah, and we are doing a Wish Heroes campaign throughout the month of December so that people can continue to give so that we can grant more wishes and bring hope and joy to these kids who need it the most.
Well, you do an awesome job, and again, the story about your son is just, like you said, you wish everybody was like that.
Yeah.
Right. So, and we're going to Red Robin tonight, so that's the big birthday dinner plan.
Isn't that the best?
That is.
Isn't that the best? You got a plan. You're an adult. You got to do, where are we going? You're going to Fleming's? You're going to go to Eklund Rig? Where are we going?
Right.
Hello? Red Robin, endless fries? Red Robin. Come on.
Red Robin, where everything tastes like hamburger.
Yes.
Nina, you have a great day. Happy birthday to your son.
Thank you. I will tell him he'll love it.
Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is back. And details on how you can win $10,000 just by locating it coming up a little bit later on this morning. Not to mention your first of three on-air clues going to be happening in just a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Last night, they handed out the first of five puzzle pieces at the Shady Grove Lounge. It was packed.
Yeah, apparently a big party.
So we have puzzle piece number two to be released tomorrow, 6 to 7, Shady Grove Lounge. Sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka and the Silverton, of course. 6 to 7, same place, same time.
Okay.
Puzzle piece number two. But your first on-air clue coming up here in just a couple of minutes. They say cloudy, chance of rain today, tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 50s, about 53 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news here in a bit.
Oh, wow. Brad Pitt's mother wants to go at it with Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
She's mad.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Queen.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
All right, here we go. First clue for today to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Think twice before you look.
Think twice before you look.
That's it right there. Okay, so beginning December 13th, you be the first person to find that Jingle Bell Rock. Return it to us. You will walk away with $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Of course, another clue coming up with Wendy Rush. Well, after 1 o'clock, now be sure to visit Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And download that free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com for more info. Again, this morning's clue, think twice before you look.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
So there is a guy on Instagram. He photoshops pictures that are hilarious. He calls himself Kirby Jenner. Pretends to be Kendall Jenny's fraternal twin brother. Mm-hmm. He'll put himself in different pictures. They are hilarious. Well, he's getting his own show on Quibi, and Kendall Jenner is producing it. She actually loves what he does. So
really?
He's getting, yes. He is so funny. Some of his work is absolutely amazing. I don't know how people do this so well with Photoshop, but it's amazing. So, yeah, Kirby Jenner. I can't seem to find his real name, but that's just look him up and look at some of the stuff he's done. It's really, really funny. On the talk yesterday, Sharon Osbourne said America's Got Talent is definitely a boys' club. She said it's not really a secret either. Women are paid a lot less than the guys. She said, and I love Howie Mandel, but why do I get an American Airlines ticket and he got private planes? So, yeah, she also said that Simon Cowell is a dirty old man. He just rotates different little girls in and out of the judging panels. Yeah, she's, and she started with the show, and she was definitely there when the ratings were at their highest, you know. So, and people, friends of Brad Pitt's mother, father, saying that Jane, his mother, wants to confront Angelina Jolie. She is done with her being so cruel and unpleasant.
Aww.
And she wants to confront her head on. And she says that we haven't gotten to see our grandchildren either. Oh. Because of, and that's a big deal. She said she wants to give Angie both barrels for the way that she still treats her son.
You better be careful what you say.
I know. She said she's looking forward to it, and she will not hold back if she gets a chance. Okay, go, Mama Pitt.
Yeah.
Man.
I can understand as a grandfather now what that would be.
Yes.
To keep your grandkids away from you.
Yeah, you want to see your grandkids.
Well, maybe Angelina's busy and, you know, the kids are doing stuff. And
I like her as an actress, but I think there is a, oh, man. There's a side to her that, oh,
a little crazy.
You know what? Be careful.
Cray.
Yeah, Mama Pitt, you be careful.
Okay.
That's all. Grandma Pitt, you know?
Grandma Pitt.
Just be careful, man.
Well, that's yeah, Nana Pitt.
Nana Pitt. Yeah. Oh, back off Nana Pitt's here. Hold on.
Okay. I've been meaning to bring this up, Carla, because we got a couple of texts. They wanted updates. Listeners wanted updates on your clock radio. Remember, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, we did this big segment on trying to find you the same clock radio that you're used to, and because you couldn't, it had thrown your whole life like off kilter.
Yeah, my Sony Dream Machine, and I couldn't find one. Morty found a couple for me, but shipping was astronomical.
Yeah.
And they were astronomical. I think the cheapest one was $150. I found one. I paid way too much for it. Mine was black. This is white. Mm-hmm. It was like $72 with ship. Basically, I paid $80 for a clock radio.
Oh, boy.
Oh, ridiculous. However, my slumber is absolutely fabulous now. I don't have to worry about where the button is on the other five that I bought and had to send back. I actually still have one of them. If somebody needs one, let me know. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. All I do is reach over, boom, touch the button. It's right there. I know where it is. $80 later. Couple people won't be getting gifts for Christmas, but I have Sony Dream Machine. I'm telling you right now, and that's it. I mean, they don't make them anymore. Yeah. They're discontinued.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do next time, and I don't like to talk about it too much because I'm afraid it might be hearing me, and I don't want it to start shorting out. Yeah. But it's bright. I can see the numbers, and they're green numbers. You don't get green numbers
anymore.
You get blue, you get red. Yeah.
Okay.
Green, very soothing, and my life is completely different in just the past couple days that I've had this.
Well, when you decide to sleep at home.
Oh, well, okay, fine.
But that's... and one other thing that a couple of people wanted an update on.
Yes.
Who follow you.
Yeah.
And I know Thanksgiving was tough for you this year because your mother would have been...
Yeah.
Or her birthday.
Her birthday is the 28th. And so when it falls on Thanksgiving, there's a whole story my grandmother used to tell about her being born. She was born on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And this whole story that she used to tell about it. So it was kind of hard. I also lost a really good friend.
We talked about this, I think it was a couple of months ago.
Yes.
You hadn't reached out to her.
No.
For a while.
No.
And you didn't know how to take that first step because you didn't want her to think, oh, she's just calling because I'm sick now.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad I did.
And you did.
Yeah, and she passed away on Thanksgiving. And it was, you know, in some ways, thank God, because she was so bad. So bad. She had a brain tumor that just kept growing back. And you knew her, Mike, too.
Right.
I mean, you met her. You spent a few days with her. And, she did pass away, and it's so, so sad, but 53 years old, and I'm not always that person, but talk about, I think, being in a better place now.
Right.
She definitely is. But, yeah, it was
a rough holiday. What a lot of our listeners suggested.
Yeah,
do it before it's too late, so you did.
And I'm glad that I did. I'm really glad. And I got, like, the nicest note from her sister, too, saying, hey, you know, thank you. And, so.
I remember texting you and saying, are you okay? I know it was kind of tough for you this year.
Crap day.
But there you go. That's the update on the clock.
Yes, yes.
And your friend.
But I'm sleeping when I'm home very well.
Thank you. Okay.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets. Escape to Margaritaville. That's the Jimmy Buffett musical happening over at the Smith Center. These tickets are for Tuesday, January 7th of next year. So if you want a pair, your chance to win right now with another segment of Kazookyoki Wednesday. Wednesday. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice and easy.
There you go.
Very
exactly.
simple.
Yep.
The remix.
Mm-hmm.
If you can identify
mm-hmm.
that song by title from Jimmy Buffett, we, of course, have tickets for you. We'll start with caller number 9. Now, the phone lines are on hold, as we normally do, get through news and weather. And then after that, look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. One more time. Here it is. Good luck. Giving you a chance to escape to Margaritaville. That Buffett musical going to be over at the Smith Center. All you have to do is identify this song we're playing on our kazoos in another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Go ahead, give it a shot.
Okay, I only caught the end, so I hope it's Cheeseburger in Paradise.
No.
Try again, Marina.
Okay, bye.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think we've ever had this.
I know it. And no, it's not Margaritaville, okay, people who are calling in.
Or Cheeseburger in Paradise.
No.
Give it to you one more time. Here it is. Good luck. Boy, I can't believe it's this tough.
Here. Okay.
Win tickets for Buffett's musical Escape to Margaritaville. Thank you. Here it is one more time. Kim, what about you? Can you do it? Can you tell us the name of the song?
Fins.
Yes.
Fins.
You're going to see the Jimmy Buffett musical Escape to Margaritaville. It's going to be at the Smith Center Tuesday night, January 7th. Tickets from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Kim, way to go. Good job.
Yay!
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. If you love to fly but can't afford it, Air Asia has opened a restaurant in Malaysia that serves just airplane food.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Well, just peanuts and pretzels.
Remember when airplanes used to have airplanes, airlines.
Yeah.
You know, like sandwiches and stuff and hot meals.
Like a meal, yeah.
Ravioli and.
Yes, with, silverware.
Right.
Too. You had silverware. I don't know. I haven't flown first class in a long time. I don't know if they. I doubt that they still do that. I mean,
grab a glass of wine.
Yeah. I don't know. When we're flying to, Reno or Chicago, I don't think we get that. But, on the real big airlines, maybe you do.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Listen to Cooter and Cletus. Can I get more peanuts over here? What do you mean you don't have peanuts?
And another mini bottle of rum.
Yes. Yeah. You don't need to take the top off.
No, I have enough soda. Don't worry.
Yes, I'm good. I'm just fine. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, this was in Chicago. Actually, it's coming up this Saturday. It's the Santa Speedo Runs. I just wanted to remind you they are taking place this Saturday. They benefit diabetes research. Now, they say over 1,000 people were there last year. They're expecting a lot more this year.
Really?
It's going to be about 40 degrees in Chicago on Saturday.
Oh,
so
lovely.
I know, and they'll all be out there in their Speedos. Maybe it's best that it's going to be cold, you know? It's just, that's better. That's just better. Yeah,
so.
Wow.
Leave the kids at home.
Yes, exactly. Woo-wee. And Nashville, Tennessee, they arrested a man for assaulting a bar bouncer. It's reminded me of you, Mike, with a hot dog.
What?
Bouncer told him, listen, you know what? Get it. He was just like hanging around.
Yeah.
You're going to come in, you're going to go, what are you doing? Bouncer said, either get in the club or leave. You're blocking the entrance. So the guy was eating a hot dog and he took it out and just went, doink. Yeah, the club actually called 911 and he was arrested for assault. Even the bouncer said, you know, maybe with that
hit him with the Nashville High.
Yes, exactly.
That you know what? That hurts me because that's a good waste of a weenie.
Well, it is a waste of a hot dog. It is. It definitely is. Jeez. But, you know. But I just see the. What do I know? Yeah. Oh, really, dude? Really? Mm-hmm. Get out. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
I'm not sure if we do this here or not, but it's a great idea. The Round Lake Police Department partnered with Working Bikes in Chicago and the police in Chicago to make sure that unclaimed or abandoned bicycles are being distributed to those in need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they donate to individuals and partner organizations in the Chicago area, and they provide transportation to people in homeless transition, refugee resettlement, youth empowerment programs, things like that. They also send the bikes to different countries that are pretty impoverished throughout the world. They have mm-hmm. sent them to El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, South Africa, different places where they kind of need this, and they'll definitely use it. Now, since its inception, Working Bikes has recovered tens of thousands of discarded and donated bikes from Chicago, and they've redistributed more than 70,000 bikes worldwide.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Nicely done.
Man, yeah. I mean, you see people dump their bikes. You see them all the time on the curb, things like that. Use them. Use them. That is so
cool. Pick them up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think it's great. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
All right. Doesn't Chet do that in one fell swoop?
Well, he does. Okay. Yes, he does. But that's like superpowers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's superpowers, Mike. These are just the police and they're just regular people.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're not Chet.
Okay.
They're not Chet.
Man, that's too bad. All right. Well, listen, any good story you have, we want to hear about it.
Yes, we do.
Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have your next on-air clue to help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock in the 1 o'clock hour, so make sure you're listening for that. Recapping the show, big highlights from last night's VGK game.
Yeah.
Jonathan Marsha's show. The big hat trick. And even the new guy, Chandler Stevenson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pumped in a goal.
Used to be on Friends.
Rocketed that thing in.
Now he's playing hockey.
Yeah.
Could I be a better hockey player?
They play tomorrow night to have the night off, so they're going to play tomorrow. And again, back east, drop the puck, 4 o'clock. Talk to Nina Raditich, former TV news anchor here in town for a long time. Now with Make-A-Wish. What a cute story with her son, who turned 9 today.
Yes, and he couldn't wait to go to bed last night because he was so anxious to be 9.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing tonight, like I said.
Yes.
Tomorrow's payday.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm going to bed right when I get home.
Come faster. She did send me a little update, and he said, hey, did my voice changed since I turned 9?
Huh.
So, yeah, she's like, slow your roll, kid.
Yeah, okay. Hello. And thank God, a big update on Carla's clock. She did get her clock.
Thank you.
Clock radio, and now she's sleeping better.
When you're at home.
When you're at home.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
when did Morty?
Yeah, thanks. That's great. I know. My bra was in my purse yesterday, so whatever.
Listen, thanks for putting up with us. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And, of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.